at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she really understands the importance of fearing you and obeying you with her whole heart. Ask all these prayers you feel I send in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through the book of Amos and Isaiah and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous things can get, okay? And talking about the revelations of the Holy Spirit and how important they are to keep, okay? Because I have seen this before where people know things and they see things. And it's no small thing of what I'm trying to warn any sister that's listening today about. Where they can know something and see it and they forget it, okay? And they lose it. And then the time comes when this thing is being fully revealed and there's consequences, okay? Either something major is taking place or something's going on that affects things and they have forgotten what they were supposed to have kept. And they say, how did I do that? I knew that at one point and all of a sudden I forgot, okay? You need to humble yourself and abide in the vine daily, okay? And remember, just the same thing again, you know, every day reading your Bible, every day abiding in your prayer closet. Don't let one day pass without doing that until you leave this very dangerous and deceptive world and enter into eternal life, okay? Because the Holy Spirit will help you keep these things. And you'll find even as he helps you keep these things, he'll still have to remind you, okay? Because just touching on the previous podcast, talking about how the Apostle John warns that we keep these things, okay? And that scripture says that if you're faithful in little, you'll be given more, okay? Because a lot of Christians, they think, you know, I can be fine now and do what I want now. And then later on when the time comes, I'm going to be okay, all right? Because God's, you know, I'm going to be okay with that. That's just going to be fine, you know, whatever. You know, that's not what scripture warns about, okay? There's always room for repentance, okay? I'm not saying that you can't repent, but it's just like Galatians, okay? Chapter 5, if you sow to your flesh, you will reap corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, you will reap everlasting life, okay? What you do today matters, okay? And repentance, okay? Of course, you can always repent for anything, okay? I'm not trying to say you can't, okay? But ideally, you need to be trying your best every single day to do what God says, and you repent when you're trying and you fail, okay? Not using repentance as a way to disrespect God's grace, okay? And say, well, I can slack off and do what I want now, and then later on I'll be fine because I can just repent. It doesn't work that way. I've seen it. You can repent, but boy, do you go through it. Okay, and it is a nightmare, okay, an absolute nightmare. And you don't want to have that slothful, disrespectful attitude towards God where you hear warnings now and today and you say, well, I don't need to worry about it. I can always repent later. I'll be fine. That is a very dangerous way to be, okay? So touching upon these revelations of the Holy Spirit and how important they are to keep. Because, for example, if you can see right now that the United States is going to burn and your eyes have been opened, okay, you need to keep this because you're going to be around other people who are not going to see that, okay? And they're going to think you're wrong, okay? And if you lose what you know, the time will come. And here it is. Judgment's coming upon the United States and you're not ready. Why? Because you lost it, okay? These are just examples of the scriptures, what the scriptures warn about. Now, just scriptures that touch upon this. This is Matthew chapter 4, starting at verse 23, it says, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed What ye hear, with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. Once again, what you do matters, okay? And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken even which he hath, okay? So those who look and say, well, they don't have. Well, they probably at some point had, and it got taken away. And you look at those who have, okay? They were faithful with what they had, and then they were given more, okay? And then again, he says it here. This is Matthew chapter 13, okay? And he said, starting at verse 11, says, and he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but unto them it is not given. For whomsoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whomsoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even what he hath. Okay, I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she really reverences you and tries with her whole heart to obey you continuously. Ask all these prayers, Father, your Son, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
The pandemic has been hard on all our kids. New studies show more than 1 in 3 children who started school in the pandemic now need intensive reading help. Here's the good news. Your child can be reading in just 30 days, guaranteed, with Hooked on Phonics.
My first grader was behind in reading, and this program has made a huge difference. She's now reading above grade level.
I use it for my kids' nightly reading for school. We love it, and it's super easy and quick to do.
My kid, who just turned 4 years old and has been using the program since January of this year, can now read. Thank you so much, Hooked on Phonics.
Even if your child has been struggling, Hooked on Phonics will teach your child to read in just 30 days, guaranteed. And right now, you can get started for just $1. Text the word above to 323232 right now. It's fast and easy. Text above to 323232 and teach your child to read in just 30 days, guaranteed. Text the word above to 323232. Text above to 323232.